USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Five detained U.S. citizens were released by Iran in a deal with the Biden administration. The agreement involves the transfer of $6 billion from South Korea to Qatar, along with the release of five Iranians facing U.S. charges. Secretary of State Antony Blinken greeted the Americans as they arrived in Doha.
The freedom of these Americans for so long, unjustly imprisoned and detained in Iran, means some pretty basic things. It means that husbands and wives, fathers and children, grandparents can hug each other again.
The returning Americans who face spying charges will reunite with their families near Washington, D.C. tonight. President Biden's son, Hunter, has filed a lawsuit against the IRS, claiming that agents unlawfully revealed his tax return details. The legal action was initiated in a federal court in Washington, D.C. today, shortly after Hunter Biden was indicted on federal gun charges. The lawsuit revolves around disclosures made by two IRS agents in television interviews and congressional testimony. The CDC recommends COVID boosters for everyone aged 6 months and up, but compliance is uncertain. Vaccine mandates, previous outreach efforts, and urgency have waned. The CDC acknowledges the challenge, with 75% of Americans skipping last year's booster. Discussion surrounding a renewed attempt at bipartisan immigration reform is gaining momentum. Senator John Cornyn of Texas said he had hoped some sort of reforms would have happened by now.
My thought was that at some point, things would get so bad that President Biden might be prompted to actually do something. And I guess I was wrong.
Since President Biden took office, more than 5.5 million people have entered the country illegally. It's been several years since a bipartisan effort has been made to address the immigration policy reform. Amazon is unveiling another Prime Day event called Prime Big Deal Days. It's set for October 10th and 11th. This is USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4541. 802-341-4541. 802-341-4541. That's 802-341-4541.
Two adults and two children were discovered fatally shot on Sunday inside a suburban Chicago home. Police responding to a well-being check around 8:40 last night in Romeoville made the discovery. According to the police, the victims were believed to have been shot earlier on Sunday. Their identities and ages have not been disclosed. Obesity is increasingly being blamed in heart disease fatalities. Research in the Journal of the American Heart Association reveals that it was mentioned on death certificates three times more frequently in 2020 compared to 1999. CDC data highlights over 280,000 obesity-related heart disease deaths in 2020. Impulse buys are on the rise, especially among heavy users of social media. According to Ted Rossman, a senior industry analyst at Bankrate, millennials lead the pack in these spontaneous purchases, averaging just over $1,000 annually.
It can really add up. We found that over the past year, about 4 out of 10 social media users made an impulse buy of something that they saw on social media. And unfortunately, 57% of them regretted at least one of the purchases.
The research indicates that as age increases, the inclination to make impulsive buys driven by social media decreases. A national poll by CBS News and YouGov shows that voters are concerned whether or not President Biden would be able to complete a second term if reelected. The poll shows that only 34% of registered voters are confident that Biden would be able to finish a second term. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hey y'all, this is Ronte, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Chantrese, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.